what you listen, what you read so far, you have to absorb it. You have to digest it. Number one. Second thing, you have to have this much of conviction. I was not body, I am not body, I am not going to remain body. That conviction is supposed to be appear spontaneously, and how will it appear? After having continuous meditation. Meditation is not only called chanting mantra. The meaning of mantra, I am Brahman, Brahman, I am, that is the meaning of the mantra. But through mantra, you are hammering yourself. Mantra is only cause. You are consequence. These are the words. It is having some tremendous power. These are not simple words. They have tremendous power. It is creating some vibration. You will feel some changes within you. With full faith, with strong faith, you recite that mantra, you want to feel something else. Slowly, silently, all this illusion desire will be dissolved. You will want to feel that my presence is everywhere in every world. Every being, my presence is there. Just like Lord Krishna says, Mama Oshay Jivarupan, my presence is everywhere, every being. You read Gita? Bhagavad Gita, you read?
You read the Bhagavad Gita? Yes. There is a shloka which he is saying, Mamevamshe Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Which means, I am everywhere, everyone is me.
My spontaneous invisible presence is within every being. It is formless. It is shapeless. There is no specific identity. There is no individuality. Therefore, there is no duality. If at all you have to compare just like a sky, space. You are beyond that. Though you are holding this body, you are remain separate from the body, untouched with the body, untouched with all these activities. Feeling bound to be there, because relations here, my father, my mother, my husband, my child, okay, so happens. It's not bad. Don't feel bad. It happens. Because you're long associated. You're long associated with the body where something happened to everybody, feel sorry, feel sorry.
It happens.
Because I had love and affection with the body. By loving also more than relatives, you know. The Makadaji Goswami, you know the story of that too.
So there was, there's this parable of a monkey. It's a very terrible story, but it illustrates sort of how much you prioritize yourself. So there's a flood. So the monkey, tries to climb up. The water still keeps rising. So the monkey tries to climb up further, and then she can't climb any further. Her children are there. So she tries to lift the children up. Now the water reaches up, 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 up. And finally she just gets desperate. So she stands on the child. Terrible story. But the point it's trying to make is you have an instinct of self-preservation for your body that trumps other things. Shall we wrap up if there's any more questions?
You can ask questions. We're free.
Maharaj, when you said that in Selfless Self, when you said that Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj, you said that he taught you or showed you how to read the book Das Bodh.
Yes.
But you never said what he taught you. You never said how he taught you how to read it. You just spoke about it, but you never said what that meant.
I used to go every day during the holidays. Mm-hmm. Some regular reader is not there, so he asked me to read the Das Bodh at the boom. And I was reading very slow voice, no?
Very.
So he says your voice should go to 10,000 people.
Low volume.
So like that, yes, very. So what I had today because of him only. My all education, all everything. He said, he gave me practical words. He once, I told that once I was sitting there in the corner, what are you doing? Nothing. What do you mean by spirituality? Pressing the feet of the master, putting garland, clapping. It's not spirituality. Do something in life. Why don't you join college? I was very disappointed. I was not in a position to join college because some financial problems were there. Join college. Don't come to me. Don't bring any garland. Don't bring prasad. And one there, they were coincidentally one register of the one college, the Vision College was there. Take this boy in your college. I feel sorry because I got a very low marginal mark in my SSC matric. Even order, just like order. Take this boy in your college. Anyway, it was great difficulty. I joined college. You to do something. I had to learn till the age of 40. And there I was learning from the 40. My graduation, post graduation, law graduation, so because all degrees belong to Maharaj. He treated me just like a child. With the grace of this, my Shrivat Maharaj Master, I'm sharing this knowledge free of charge to everybody. And I told, same thing as Dhrameshwar Maharaj told, if you realize, make others realize. Place your carpenter, start talking with knowledge, not to make commercialization of knowledge. Why? Why money is required? The free knowledge.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.